All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Brooklyn Nets are expected to sign small forward Kevin Durant, point guard Kyrie Irving, and center DeAndre Jordan. Now, the moves will definitely make the Nets more interesting, but are they ready to win it all? Kevin Durant will not play during the upcoming NBA season. Of course, we saw him suffer that ruptured Achilles tendon during the NBA Finals as a member of the Golden State Warriors. Then you look at a guy in Kyrie Irving that has basically shown throughout his career that he's not a leader. And on top of that, he does have plenty of diva tendencies. And then you look at DeAndre Jordan, he's a rebounder and nothing else. So now the pressure is on Nets head coach Kenny Atkinson. Atkinson has 3 years under his belt as the head coach of the Nets. Surprisingly, he was able to lead the Nets to not only a winning season this past NBA campaign, but also a trip to the playoffs. The Nets tried this before as far as getting some big-name guys in there, and it did not work. We saw them back in 2012 make the big trade to get Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce from the Boston Celtics. And, of course, those guys were on their last leg. The Nets, in the process, gave up a ton of draft picks to do it, and it simply did not work out. Now, you look at Durant. I don't care what anybody says. Durant is damaged goods, both mentally and physically. And I say the mental aspect, you're talking about a guy who could not deal with the media in Oklahoma City or Oakland, and you really expect him to deal with the media in New York City? I don't think so. And of course, the physical aspect, you're talking about a guy who's not going to play during the upcoming season. And on top of that, you're expecting a guy who has 12 years under his belt in the NBA to come back from a very difficult injury as a jump shooter. It is a big gamble for the Nets on this aspect. I look at it, I see the Nets as a playoff team, but people don't get ahead of yourself thinking the Nets are ready to win a championship. You still have to worry about the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference, as well as the Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks, and we still have to wait to see what the Toronto Raptors are going to do in regards to Kawhi Leonard. So this is far from a slam dunk for the Brooklyn Nets. It's a situation. They got two guys that the Knicks wanted, and typically we see the Knicks throw out a lot of money in free agency and come back and regret it. And this time around, I think the Nets are going to do that. They beat the Knicks at their own game, and within a couple of years, they will definitely regret the signings of both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.